This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tell your children not to walk my way.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Billy and I were talking during the break about their secret weapon. I agree with Adam Calhoun, the guy that has more viewers than CNN. But all of us do. It's like, you know, it's like thousands of people have more viewers than CNN. But still, no, he's doing a great job. Over 500,000 views on his own channel on Facebook alone. Is that they still keep this front up, and we still kind of respond to them, and then there are these disruptive things in society. But where they're getting us is what you were bringing up and what Adam was bringing up. They've got our kids.
They've got our children.
And they're in there with Green Party politics, brainwashing them, teaching them all this guilt. And so Adam, you know, Jesse James, a good friend of mine here in Austin, he's been here many times. He says, Alex, Trump won, he's the president, we're winning, prosperity's coming in, they'll never win. I agree that at least this generation, but they are abusing our children. So, Millie, make that quick point. Get final comments.
Basically, if you want your kid to be a normal human being, take away their TV, take away their phones, their iPhones, their iPads, whatever you want to call it. Get them out of the system that the brainwashers are utilizing to massively brainwash.
Because we showed four clips earlier in German's kid programs. You swear to Allah, little girls date Muslim adult men. I mean, you can't make this up. So that ace in the hole. What about our kids? And what about the left allied with the worst elements of Islam, because they admit that's what they've done. I mean, how do we deal with that, Adam Calhoun?
Honestly, right there, that makes them domestic terrorists, correct?
It does.
Okay, and honestly, I don't think Muslims are going to take people that can't even fend for themselves. Listen, Antifa is a joke, but the only part of them that I am worried about. I'm not worried about them doing anything wrong to our country, because they're cowards. And they will get stomped and smashed immediately. But I am worried that what our children do see, if they think this is okay and this is the way they want to go, it could get bigger. And if it does get bigger, then they can be taken more seriously. At this point in time, I don't think they can be taken
more seriously. No, I know Antifa's a joke. I'm saying in the public schools, they've got our kids. Most of these Antifa are school teachers, we found. They are in there. Most of the Antifa hitting people in the head with bike locks are professors. This is just what they do for their LARPing. I agree. I'm saying, what do we do about them brainwashing our kids?
I mean, that's a hell of a question. There's the only thing that you can do as a parent, that starts with the parents. You have to watch what your kids are watching. You have to be on top and be able to raise your kids outside of that box. And the only way to do that is to take social media away. But social media is power. You can use it for good or you can use it for bad. At the end of the day, this comes on our hands, your hands, Alex. This is up to you to do what you do with your platform to make it so that kids that watch you can see, okay, there is a different side. This is not the only side. And kids that watch me, the same thing. This is in our hands. This is in hands of Americans with platforms and with voices that can stop this from happening. Personally, I would just like to go out and fight all these people and make some type of legislation where what they're doing is actually terrorism against Americans, our own country.
Well, it comes down to this. We try to send our reporters out in Austin to go cover a gun rally or a rally for a lady killed by an illegal alien. Andy was there with guns saying, you're not coming in, actually with their guns saying, oh, are you scared? The police do nothing. So I agree they're cowards and filth, but they're backed up in blue cities like Austin or Berkeley or you know, places like that to engage in their little cowardly chicken neck behavior. So of course they're pathetic and a joke. But how pathetic are we letting local government, basically a lot of them are, you know, trannies dressed up in Antifa outfits, what we found actually, going out attacking people. We just can't put up with it anymore.
They're living in a fantasy world where they're the heroes and we're the bad guys. So it is dangerous.
I want to say something real quick. I'm not just the guy that sits behind a camera and makes videos and things like this. When there was a problem in my community in Chicago, I went into the worst neighborhood by myself. I paid guys out of each group. You know, they were black men in these neighborhoods, to hold my phone and record me asking questions about Black Lives Matter. I was not scared. I will make you a deal right now. The next time you know about a big Antifa rally, send me out there and I will actually interview these people for InfoWars.
Listen, come to Austin. They'll never talk to us. We've tried before. Please, we're going to fly you down there. Adam Calhoun, can't wait to interview you again. Great job, Millie Weaver. Got some other great guests coming in studio. We'll be back. Stay with us. All right, stay with us. Infowars.com. Thank you.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by Infowars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Regardless of the fact that former President Obama blamed Great Britain's former Prime Minister David Cameron for turning Libya into a show back in 2016, and when Obama called Mitt Romney a bullshitter, Rolling Stone backed the statement, saying the halls of the White House have heard no shortage of profanity over the decades. But Trump's whole comment has been morphed into vile and racist by the left, hell-bent on destroying their own credibility and any progress on their coveted DACA deal.
And the only thing I regret from all of this, other than I think some people in the media have gone completely bonkers with, you know, just ad hominem on the president, but what I regret is I do want to see an immigration compromise,
right.
And you can't have an immigration compromise if everybody's out there calling the president a racist.
In his tweets, and in his interviews, and his public statements just Tuesday, when we had the large meeting in the cabinet room, he repeatedly insists that we need to move to a skills-based system.
You were in the room where it happens, so you're saying in that room you didn't hear any of this sort of lumping everybody together. Is that what you're saying?
I did not hear derogatory comments about individuals or persons. No.
Okay.
I mean, Trump and his people will play that, you know, play that as if he's being attacked. That's the price we pay for doing good, down-the-middle, honest journalism when we have someone like this in the White House.
As living in calling those countries.
Remember, we're all shitholers.
That was considered a shithole.
These people from shithole countries.
From shithole countries come shithole.
These people from shithole countries.
All the countries of Africa are shitholes.
These people from shithole countries come.
This shithole is shithole.
Shithole countries.
From shithole countries come here.
People who come from shitholes for coming from shithole countries.
From the shithole of night of the shitholes
are from shithole countries.
And we are all shitholers, arm in arm.
And you probably come from a shithole.
Your mouth is the foulest shithole in the world.
It's not about countries. It's not about shitholes. And a shithole immigrant.
And you have no argument. The fact that he's going to get a deal done on DACA, that he's trying to get a comprehensive immigration reform done in a way that Obama couldn't, in a way that Bush couldn't. But you know what? President Trump is going to get that done. But
hang
the
on,
political
guys.
Left is going immediately to the personal.
Hang on, one second, because we just
this
heard from the president.
This isn't about you and me. You can't even sit there and watch the president's own words without calling John Berman and New Day ridiculous, because you don't even have the faith to be able to look at his own words. This program isn't putting words in his mouth. They're quoting him. That's him on video.
Anna,
those are
you're
his
melting.
Words. He
you're
has
melting,
already
Anna.
Said his entire life. Oh, no, I'm not melting. I'm better than nobody.
He thinks the United States should instead bring more people from countries like Norway. You know what I'm saying? Norwegian people. You catch my drift. People with blonde hair who need a lot of sunscreen. You get what I'm saying? I'm saying I'm a racist. Are you getting that part?
The president is a white supremacist. We heard in Charlottesville our president is a terrorist sympathizer, and our president is a clear and present danger to non-white people in America. It's that simple. There's no reason to pretend that that's not what's going on.
If this is not a president who's lost his step mentally, if this is not a president in the early stages of dementia, that can't control some of the things that he blurts out of his mouth.
If you take Charlottesville and his blessing and love of or kinship with understanding there are nice Nazis out there, if we take his implied support of a pedophile, and now if we take this additional, very clear racist thing, he's an evil man. You know, we don't talk about that a lot. We talk about he's insane and he's crazy and he's this. That's evil.
And we would rather have Democrats really push as hard as possible to make sure that the bill is included there, that we don't have to, we don't have to do this. We don't have to mess with the visa lottery system. We don't have to do any of that. These policies are rooted in racism, white supremacy, and we can see that, and we just saw that right now.
If Americans buy into this Democratic psyop and vote more of these slanderous Democrats into the House in the midterms, then the show, as Obama calls it, will surely begin. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
So after Angela Merkel was dealt a stunning blow in the German election, catapulting the right-wing AfD to become basically the primary opposition force in Germany, partly as a result of the disastrous policy of allowing millions of Muslim migrants to flood into the country, which Merkel herself admitted was a huge mistake, after case of mass molestations, rape and sexual assault, after skyrocketing migrant crime figures, after numerous attempted and completed terrorist attacks, Germany must finally be taking strong action to halt the spread of Islamism within its culture, right?
Allah. Sag das mal. Allah.
Allah.
Oh.
Eshden la ilaha illallah ve eshden Muhammeden abduhu ve rasuluhu. Weil ich jetzt
What you just watched was a clip from a German public television soap opera where a mother converts to Islam in front of her son. Companies putting hijabi women in their ads is one thing, but a soap star literally telling her son that all children are Muslims takes it to another level. Here's another clip from German television depicting the normalization of the hijab.
Enjoy difference, start tolerance.
Another documentary broadcast on German public TV favorably presented a relationship between a 16-year-old German girl and an adult Syrian man. The Muslim migrant tells his girlfriend to dress modestly and consider converting to Islam. Meanwhile, public television is also set to broadcast a movie that depicts a family having to flee a collapsing Germany and seek refuge in Africa to escape a right-wing extremist government that persecutes Muslims. Following an Islamic terror attack by a Syrian migrant, Germany's Tele 5 changed its logo to include an Islamic crescent. Germany's top public broadcaster ZDF admits that it censors information about rapes if they're committed by Muslim migrants. Germans are being told to learn Arabic, to not fly the German flag because it might offend migrants. German scientists have even proposed mass drugging the population with oxytocin, a drug that increases feelings of trust, so they feel more accepting of migrants. What we're witnessing in Germany is nothing less than the mass indoctrination of the population. This is a huge re-education program aimed at normalizing Islam. Germans are being trained that they need to assimilate to Islamic mores and cultural norms, not the other way around. This is why women are being told to travel in groups. This is why gender-segregated safe zones are being set up in major cities for major events. This is submission. This is total capitulation. The only pushback has been increased support for AfD, and stunts like this one, where a group plastered "It's okay to be German" signs across major cities. Maybe more Germans would feel free to speak out if they weren't being arrested for offensive social media posts. This is happening all across the entire continent of Europe. And the reason is quite simple. When a society loses faith in its culture, loses faith in its heritage, more aggressive doctrines, belief systems and cultures will rush in to fill the void. What's the end goal? The replacement of the population. Oh, don't take my word for it. Listen to the far-left politicians who proudly announce that very agenda.
Unsere Gesellschaft wird sich ändern. Unsere Stadt wird sich radikal verändern.
Ich bin der Auffassung, dass wir in 20, 30 Jahren gar keine ethnischen Mehrheiten mehr haben in unserer Stadt. Das ist das, was wir haben werden in der Zukunft. Und ich sage Ihnen noch ganz deutlich, gerade hier in Richtung rechts, das ist gut so.
I'm for limited, skilled immigration. And I want Germany to remain Germany. Multiculturalism isn't about diversity. It's about power. It's about leftist political parties importing future generations of voters at the cost of the identity and security of their own country. If Germany was importing millions of Australians or Japanese, it wouldn't be anywhere near as big a problem. But you can't import millions of people who can't speak the language, are in many cases illiterate, and immediately go on welfare. People who follow a belief system that treats women as second-class citizens. People who are more prone to violent criminal behavior. Without that, changing the fundamental nature of society. Is it any wonder Germany has now followed France in having its own migrant no-go zones? Is it any wonder that migrants were responsible for a 92% increase in reported violent crimes in Germany? Is it any wonder that German cities with the highest population of migrants also have the highest crime rate? Is it any wonder that female genital mutilation?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so we've got Quentin Carter in here, one of our defense military correspondents here at the office. And we've got Kit Cope, a four-time Muay Thai world champion, MMA title contender, current position director of marketing of sales, Spikes Tactical, one of the biggest firearms groups out there now, and also a firearms manufacturer out of Florida. Founded in 2001. We've also got Kit formerly hosted the Worldwide Spike on Spike TV. Kit has also worked privately as a security contractor in Thailand, U.S. Puerto Rico, SpikeTactical.com. We're working to get to be a sponsor here. We've also got Lincoln Osiris. That's a pen name or a nom de plume. President of Pipe Hitters Union, disabled combat vet, former Tier 1 operator and private security contractor with deployments to the most dangerous places in the world. Pipe Hitters Union was founded in 2004 by a group of special operations veterans. It has since then grown to be sold in over 30 countries, based right here in Texas, and around the world. They put on some of the hard-hitting, no-nonsense apparel with a combat mindset woven into the DNA of each and every item that is pushed out the door. And they are now our main T-shirt manufacturer in the last year. That's why it's better fabric and higher quality and everything else at InfoWarsStore.com. But he's not going to be on camera over there because he still does secret squirrel stuff. And we're going to get into all this here today. But you guys put out this big image a few weeks ago. It's behind me. We'll put it in front of us, too. The Time Magazine, Newsweek, a bunch of other publications called white supremacists. Because if you don't like Antifa beating up old women, shooting cops in the back, telling InfoWars reporters they can't walk onto the Capitol grounds, then you're evil. Well, they say that about everybody. But this has gotten big news since you guys shot this photo, what, three, 4 weeks ago. But I had a guest on earlier saying, hey, Alex, Antifa's a joke. What are you worried about? I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about George Soros documents we have where they're trying to use them as the trigger to start a race war to cause a civil emergency. And you can see the media hyping all this. And you can see, you know, with black unemployment the lowest ever, the stock market coming back, 26,000 full-page ads in the New York Times calling for the overthrow of the president. So I know they're a bunch of scum. The point is, who's behind him? So all you guys are experts in these areas. You've been concerned about Antifa. Let's just start and go around the table here.
All right. When we came up with this ad originally, it was basically just the same motivation that you have for any ad. You want to say something that you know other people are thinking. You want to put something out there that other people identify with. And I think that the people on the side of right are too often just silent. They just they'll let all of the crap go on and, you know, think like, okay, well, they're over there. I'm just going to keep me and my people, you know, on the side of right. And I think that we don't scream as loud. We don't complain as much. We don't cry baby like they do. So, we wanted to put this out there to kind of give our side a little bit of a push to get that conversation started.
Exactly, because people that have their own lives don't want to run other people's lives, and all the patriots and hardworking people don't want to be out there making noise, but we have to in this information warfare age.
We finally come to a place where we all grew up in our age, we're all in our 40s, that you got up every single day, you tied your bootstraps tight, you went to work, you provided for your family, you kept your mouth shut. That's just what you do. You get up every day, you go to work, you come home.
Mind your business.
That's it, you know? But it's come to a point now in our society, in our country, where all people do is cry and whine and complain and protest and do whatever. So it's the old adage that, you know, the squeaky wheel gets grease. And we've never been that way. We've always been the quiet ones. We just do what we want to do and try to stay out of other people's lives, live our lives the way it makes us happy. And basically that's no longer, we can't do that anymore. I mean, it's now where we have to speak up. We have to say how we feel and win this information war with our words.
And we did just that with... We made a point with this ad. People keep asking if we intended to cause so much controversy. Were we suggesting or encouraging violence against left-leaning protesters? No, that wasn't the case at all. Actually, we made a point, and the point was not on our watch, not today, Antifa. As a veteran, I signed on the dotted line. I swore an oath to defend America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, I did that for many, many years downrange. Well, now I'm beat up. I'm getting old. I'm doing it at home now. As a veteran, I look around and where's the threat? Well, it's these clowns in balaclavas that are, you know, hitting people with sticks or beating up old ladies or setting cars on fire, tearing up, you know, the streets. And that is a threat. So that's really what we did is we just made a point and said it's not on our watch. Not today, Antifa.
Well, for me, again, everybody says, well, they're a joke. They're a bunch of meth heads. The point is, George Soros has just put in $18 billion. We got these documents last week. They've been confirmed. They've not denied them. And it's their plan to cause a race war, their plan to destabilize. They're the idiots they hire to do this. They're just the front of the tentacle. They're the morons that would serve evil. So, of course, they're pathetic idiots. But the bigger issue is, what's behind it? Look at this article from Jamie White, just broke on InfoWars.com. Armed Antifa professor, that's who they mainly are, the professors, admits chasing Charlottesville driver with a gun before the deadly crash, running him into the people. They're right there.
Yeah, we've actually, there are a couple of people that have reached out with, you know, violent messages and threats of violence and whatnot to both of actually to Spikes Tactical and to Pipe Hitters Union, you know, threatening the lives of the poor little girls that answer the telephones and stuff like that. And they've brought up the Charlottesville thing a number of times, like assuming that, well, if we're anti-Antifa, then maybe we're proud of that, the girl that got hurt in Charlottesville. Maybe we support Nazis or you know, fascism or the KKK or anything like that. It's not that we actually, if...
Well, that's what they do. They're scum. They're getting paid. One of these guys was paid $20,000+ in 1 year to go around and do this. They know. They know we have a conscience, so they tell us we're these bad things to make us feel bad. My issue is, looking at this larger plan, it isn't going well for them. And so I'm wondering where Soros and the controllers are going to go next.
Yeah, and I question, like, what type of mental deficiency do you have that you're willing to cause chaos and hurt people for money? And it's not like we're somewhere else or hurting bad people. You're literally hurting people that are good people that aren't doing anything wrong at all.
In your own neighborhood.
In your own neighborhood, in your own country.
Just a month ago, Owen Schroyer goes out to a Capitol demonstration for the young woman that got killed by the illegal alien, and the liberal jury let him go. Says, it's okay, kill whoever you want. And they wouldn't let him in. They had guns. They said, are you scared? And they were pointing them at him and saying, we'll kick your ass. He said, well, I am shaking because I am scared. And the police let him do it because we're a blue city.
Yeah, it's insane. It's cowards that hide behind masks and guns. If they were really tough, if they really believed in what they do, they'd pull those masks off and
by the way, there's like an hour of this. They follow him around. This is after 30 minutes of them not letting him get on the park.
Right.
They just follow him around.
Notice all the hammers and sickles.
Yeah, and notice that there's not a set of work boots in the group. Notice that it's all a bunch of young white men who don't even know what communism means or anarchy.
And they all think they're so tough. I mean, I got to say, I've never seen such scum. This is true.
Best. You know, I get kind of fired up and I drop a cuss word every now and then. I'm going to do my best not to.
Alex
Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We got Lincoln O of Pipe Hitters Union. We got Kit Cope of Spikes Tactical and also world champion Muay Thai fighter, MMA, joining us. And we got good old Q, who is a retired mall cop from Atlanta. And you got me, the pumpkin head. We're having some fun here today, though. Seriously, though. I know Antifa are literal devil-worshipping meth-head scum. We know. We've interviewed them. I mean, they just say, we love Satan, we love meth, we hate you. They're just the trash. But you've got hundreds of millions a year being spent by George Soros. We did big stories about it last week, trying to cause war, trying to cause riots. And, hey, Congressman Scalise got shot. Hey, all these other Republican city council people have been shot. I get coffee dumped on my head. And I'm not saying it intimidates me. I'm saying almost all your Antifa are professors leading scumbags, just like this professor who admits when an Antifa leader admitted on social media to chasing down Charlottesville driver with a rifle, causing him to ram into a group of counter-protesters. Well, that's what we were told day one. So this is what they're trying to hype. They're trying to use these events they admit in these Antifa documents under Democratic Party directive by George Soros' son to cause a cascading detonation effect for racial conflict leading to martial law in America. And they've now, it's come out, these documents have been admitted to be real. So this is their plan. We need to look at it. Yes, I know they're scum. I know they're a joke, but that's what we're dealing with. So what was it like for you guys when you put this image out 3 weeks ago, simply saying, hey, Antifa, you're calling for all this violence, whatever. Not today. You're not going to shoot cops in the back or hit women in the head with bike locks today. We're going to defend ourselves. They go ape, you know what, and then CNN, MSNBC, Newsweek, they all call you Nazis. Hundreds of publications, NPR. I mean, he was talking about this last week, and I was like, tune into NPR. They were talking about it. Oh, gosh, veteran groups are saying they're going to kill Antifa. No, you didn't. They're so afraid. The question is, what will veterans and patriots do when there's a clear and present danger trying to start a civil war? Do we just laugh at them? What was it like for you, Lincoln O, to be called a Nazi, to have people call your business and threaten you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I come from a place where people have integrity. They do the right thing. And that isn't the case at all. It might be a little naive, but I expected accurate news coverage, which is not what we got at all. So this hack of a journalist from Newsweek, Michael Hayden, puts out this trash piece suggesting that we are Nazis. There isn't anything that could probably upset me any more than that. Both of my grandfathers served during World War II. My father and uncles served during Vietnam. I've been to some of the most dangerous and kinetic places on the face of the earth. I've been shot. I've been blown up. I've had my skull fractured. I've got part of my spine fused, and I've done all of that for our country in support of the global war on terrorism. So for some scab of a journalist to call me a Nazi is pretty offensive. Now, I've kind of scaled down and eased up a bit over the last couple of days, but I've publicly put it out. Michael, I'll pay for your ticket. Get on a plane. Come see me. I'd like to see you face to face. I'd like to show you what we're all about and see if I can change your mind. Now, I got money.
And by the way, that'd be a hell of a story, but they don't want the truth. They want to just call us all Nazis.
Bingo. They don't want the truth. And they've shown it time and time again. We can tell them, we can show them over and over and over that that isn't the case, but they continue to run a story that fits their narrative. Vice News, they called us up. They had four questions for us. They asked us these four questions. We gave them good answers. Well, those four questions weren't good enough. So they came back with two more questions, and one of those questions happened to be, are you Nazis? Do you guys sympathize with white supremacy? In no uncertain terms, we said absolutely not. We do not support Nazis or white supremacy or anything of that nature. Well, when this journalist decided to run this article, they included the question but left out our answer. They intentionally wanted their readers to believe what the story that fit their narrative. They did not want them to.
And by the way, Katie Couric basically lost a lawsuit over that, where she would ask gun owners, well, what do you think about this? And then she would cut to, like, just footage of them in the room, but not what they said. And she said, oh, they couldn't answer. And that's the tactic they engage in. I was interviewed for like 9 hours by Megyn Kelly, and she'd ask me a question, I'd answer it. She goes, we just need to get some room sound. They ran the camera for like 5 minutes, and they would show me not able to answer. So it's not a journalist that interviewed you. It's a political hack.
Absolutely.
It's an actual tactic.
War. It's a war on words, and they're just playing a game.
Another thing that that Lincoln actually left out of that, that Lincoln, the proposed Nazi, left out of that, is this supposed Nazi, he's married to a Jewish woman. His children are Jewish. That whole side of the family is Jewish.
But they don't care.
Really personal.
No. Exactly. They don't care. Here's the thing. They're funded by George Soros, who rounded up thousands of his fellow Jews and bragged about it on 60 Minutes. What's crazy is they're not just calling us Nazis. They're literally funded by a Nazi.
It's mind-blowing. It's even hard to fathom, or let alone put into words. And anyone knows me knows I'm normally not short of words. But it's mind-blowing to think that normal Americans, for a small amount of money, will do what they do. The uprising, the causing the trouble.
That's what's mind-blowing is you tell them in the interview one thing, and they'll ask you a question, and then cut to something you said an hour later, totally unrelated.
I was with you during the whole Megyn Kelly interview, and I can tell everyone out there listening or following or sees this, it was so fake. They literally, the way they lit you, the way they did things, and then the way they edited it to look like you didn't have answers to questions is insane.
Well, we released some of the tapes where they'd ask one question, and 30 minutes later, they'd have another one. They put that together. Sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No. It's good.
No, you're making your point. I interrupted. Go ahead.
Well, just keeping with the whole Nazi thing, and if Antifa was actually an anti-fascist group, if they were actually doing what they are proposing that they are, I'd be a joiner. I'm down for that. I'm down to oppose, or I'm down to fight oppression. I'm down I'm all about that less government. However, that's not what it is. That's just the name that they've given themselves to empower themselves to
the name.
Well, it's all right. Well, I mean, that's it, though, is that the controllers, these are idiots at their own level. The professors control them just like this guy. But that's what they do is they know what they're doing. They know they're deceiving. And CNN, MSNBC, we have like a 10-minute compilation of talk show hosts saying sometimes it's good to be violent first. Antifa's fighting Nazis. So they define you as a Nazi while they're funded by a Nazi, and then they go out and attack America. It's perfect. It's a genius plan. Go ahead.
Yeah, that counter. Notice this thing. Even this says counter protesters. Whether you're protesting on this side or that side, you're a protester. That's the same thing as reverse racism. Racism is racism. Doesn't matter if it's black to white to black. It's racism, not reverse racism. Those aren't counter-protesters. Those are also protesters.
And again, they obsess over words.
The scary thought of all of this is the majority of these leaders are professors in a college system where we're paying for our young children, our kids, to go to college to be taught, educated in a mindset and a belief by these people.
And look at this jerk. He tried to get our gun. On TV, we can show you a document cam shot. He tried to get our guns, but failed because he wanted to be the only one with the guns. Now that they fail, they roll out with their guns and look at that. You know what? Eating grin on him, man. He literally Nazis wore a silver insignia on the hat like that. They wore black just like that. And then if you look at the symbol, it looks like a swastika. The truth is they've got a fetish, in my opinion, for Nazis.
What was that? What was that skull thing that you saw earlier?
A Totenkopf.
Totenkopf.
Well, right, you know, there. What's interesting is when Obama was in office, if you opposed anything he had to say or didn't agree with the administration, you were automatically a racist. It didn't matter. You were a racist. Well, now that shoe doesn't fit quite the same. So now if you have anything to say, well, you're a Nazi. And how do you defend that?
You used to sock people in the face. That's what it used to be. You used to sock someone in the gibbers that would say something that outrageous to you, but that's not the world we live in anymore.
Well, Antifa's planning new giant demonstrations with billions of dollars of funding. They're failing, but how are they going to strike? Let's not underestimate these meth head pieces of crap.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, going into the fourth hour, Paul Watson has the editor of Breitbart London joining him with big breaking news. We're going to overlap some with Paul Watson from London coming up. This story on Infowars.com just broke while we were on air about 40 minutes ago. Armed Antifa professor, as I was saying, right as you came on, I said we found his professors running it because they keep catching who stabs people, who hits women, they have clubs, bike locks, who burns cars. They've been arresting them, and it's always professors leading,
right.
You know, these idiots they recruit online. And then, I'm sorry, this is a Nazi uniform. He has a round silver epaulette in the middle of a black cap. He's got a skull. It looks like a sun symbol here. It's they fetishize all this, and then they call us Nazis. And they're funded by George Soros.
Yeah, they need to know that this photo that we've put out in these magazines, Skill Set Magazine, Recoil Magazine, this is actually very probable. This is actually what it's going to come down to. There are plenty of patriotic Americans that are prepared to defend themselves.
But if they're that close, you better have the rifles leveled.
Yeah, well, we're not advocating violence.
No, you don't have.
We're just protecting.
There's 100 meth heads with weapons coming at me, though. I'm gonna
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think they would have gotten that close, actually.
No, but I get the whole point. Is they're the violent ones. You're just in defense.
Yeah, absolutely. They've given a bunch of media outlets have given all kinds of descriptive words to each of the groups there. It doesn't matter what if these are the good guys and those are the bad guys, or it doesn't matter.
It shows how mainstream media is behind this crap and how you just put out this defensive thing and they demonize you for it, yeah. Showing the power structure as the funding shows is behind it. So how do people get the viral image? We're going to retweet it right now at Real Alex Jones, and I'm going to put it out on Paul Watson's Twitter that's so viral right now. How do people get this image? Pipe Hitters Union, Spice Tactical, how do they get Not Today? Because I haven't even plugged. We have a new t-shirt that just came out. Quentin, go ahead and show it. I got to fund this operation as well. We've got that, by the way, Pipe Hitters Union, based right here in Texas, is our main t-shirt maker right now with, of course, Lincoln O doing it. It says, Not Today Antifa, Charlottesville, Portland. Again, this is a limited edition shirt. What does this mean?
This is basically the idea that we came up for a t-shirt to match our ad. So whether the ad reaches how many thousands or how many hundreds of thousands or even possibly millions of people, we wanted an opportunity for our followers to be able to help us fund the InfoWar. As we said earlier, this is a war. Right now it's a war of words. We're hoping that it doesn't go past words into any kind of action, but understand that if it does go into action, that it won't happen on our watch. This is not who we are. We haven't been doing this for excess, Lincoln and myself, both excess of 20 years now, so that some college kid can come up and take the rights that we fought. Yeah. And
what was it like, and then jump in any time, Cyrus, to see our own reporters? I felt guilty that I wasn't out there, and then I was afraid to go out. Now that I'm afraid of them, if 20 dudes with guns show up and tell me I'm not marching to the Capitol, I'm going to go crazy. I mean, I've reached the point where I can't even be around these people.
I felt really bad that he was out there. And obviously,
they're saying you're scared. We got guns. You know,
he's not alone, but he's not helpful. Like, there's not a lot of people out there helping. So I felt really guilty about that at first, and I still do. But I'm like you. I've kind of felt enraged because I'm the kind of person that I believe in action over words. So when some punk tries to stand in front of me waving his red communist flag telling me I'm not going to do something in the state that I live in the country that I live in, that the country that I fought for, I'm going to pull your punk card. Like, I can promise you, your mama's basement's not going to help you. All the YouTube videos that you watch are not going to help. I'm going to take that red flag and I'm going to stick it someplace. You're not going to like it.
But they're the useful idiots. They're being programmed for the confrontation. How do we, myself included, I can't be around this. Lincoln, how do we outthink this? I mean, where do you see this going?
You know, Alex, that's a fantastic question. And I wish I had, like, a good answer. I don't see it going anywhere good, that's for sure. I mean, that's kind of the point behind our ad. Exactly, is that, you know, these guys are going to keep pushing, and they're going to keep pushing, and they're going to keep pushing. And at some point, whether it's a group of guys like me or, you know, just everyday, you know, regular Joe, that's going to finally say enough's enough. And I think that's when things will pop off. So hopefully it doesn't get to that. But once again, this is, you know, the point of our ad. It's like we're standing in defense, and these knuckleheads are attacking.
So it's almost like somebody's breaking in your door, and you see the videos, the person says, halt, don't come in. You're not wanting offensive stuff. You're saying, look, don't push us. Stop,
right.
Stop.
That's what I was saying, that there's two groups of people, attackers and defenders. No matter what other words you give them, in the ad you see attackers and defenders.
Well, it's really no different, and I'm going to circle this all the way back around to Newsweek and Vice. So they attacked us for our ad. Well, I think like most people in the country, like this country's gotten soft in the big picture. They expected us to just, you know, tuck our tail, turn and run.
Apologize.
And
they think we're like them. That's the thing.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. And we're not cut from that cloth. We're a different breed. And so when we told them, like, not happening, like, they reached out to us, and everybody kept asking us, do you want to make an apology? Absolutely not.
Do you want to make an apology for saying Antifa, we're not going to let you kill us?
No. So if we
make... Do you want to bend over and ask Antifa to nicely do it with lubrication?
Please.
I mean, it would suggest that we had done something wrong or that we had remorse. No, absolutely not. Not only are we not going to apologize, but we're going to double down and say, not today.
I think that's the message veterans tell Antifa. Your threats can go to hell.
And it's not even about veterans, Alex. It's Americans. It's patriots. It's the average.
I agree, but particularly, this is a paramilitary group of communists funded by a literal Nazi collaborator. We should ask veterans, what are you going to do? Because Antifa, you know, I don't want to get into it on air. They tell me, we're coming to get you. We're coming to get your family. Right. I know they're pieces of crap, but it's what they miss. It's what they represent.
Right.
Well, I can tell you one thing that these guys probably don't have figured out is, as I mentioned earlier, I've done my time. I took an oath to defend America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That oath doesn't have an expiration date. And the large majority of veterans that are still here in the States, whether we're talking all the way back, you know, to the guys that are getting older now that served in Vietnam, all the way to nowadays, those guys aren't going to put up with this. It's not going to happen.
That's my question. Why is Soros and the globalists miscalculated? They're losing everywhere, so they've literally put 10 times more money in to get more meth heads to go out and start fights. I don't think they get they've already lost.
Right. They've already lost. It's this fight is over. It's a moot point for him to continue to pour money into it. I don't know what his deal is. I don't know what he thinks he's...
Him and his piece of crap son should just crawl into whatever rat hole they came from.
But the bottom line is you can come as hard as you want. You can keep doing what you're doing. You will not find a limit to the amount of people like us that will stand here and defend people till the day we die.
Now, that begs a question as well, though. That's currently. So currently, we've just talked about how America's getting a little soft. Currently, we're dug in. There are enough patriots in America to fight this BS. What happens in the next generation?
And this is why they want to take our guns.
That's right. Why we've got to do the info war to get the next generation ready.
Exactly. And that's why it's our responsibility as fathers and mothers to raise our children right, to teach them right from wrong, to teach
them the dirty communists that openly call for killing cops are the enemy.
That's right.
And this piece of crap that, you know, brags that he reportedly, you know, ran the guy into the people. I mean, right. Look at that smiley face piece of crap. Look at that. That's the enemy. Look at him. What do you think of that guy?
Every single day, that guy has a classroom full of students that are required to listen to what he has to say.
And he's a narcissistic wannabe that wants to have a war against our free speech and thinks he's invincible.
That's the guy who is going to educate your children.
Exactly.
So I'm calling for parents to do a better job, educate your children long before they get to college, that they understand right from wrong, so that when some lame... whatever, like him, tries to...
I wonder how you become with such a piece of crap. How do you become this guy? I mean, look at that smiley face.
That guy was never a part of anything. That guy was never a part of a team or, a sports team or something bigger than himself. And now he's found a group of like-minded sissy boys that he can band together with. Now he's part of something.
And he's got... They're proud that George Soros, a famous Nazi that overthrows countries and makes people poor, they love it. They like the fact they work for Dr. Evil.
Right. Because it's the first time in their life they belong to something. This is not Dungeons and Dragons. This is not a board game that they've been playing in their basement or hiding behind the keyboard. This is the first time in their life they feel like they belong to something.
And they attack in blue cities where the police are ordered to stand down. The police will come out.
Right.
And it's in these documents that they are coordinating with the police. And the police have told us we're ordered to stand down.
I don't doubt it at all.
The police have come out in Charlottesville. So we're going to come right back with the fourth hour with our guest, Ann Paul Watson. Please spread the live links. That's how you rebel against this.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.